Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it. Many people turn away from me when they are exhausted. They associate me with the duty and diligence. So when I think about impact, I first of all think about energy. What type of energy are you bringing to the table? Are you positive? Are you negative? Are you nonchalant? What type of energy are you housing? Do you have a helpful or giving spirit? Those are just some things I think about when I think of how to make an impact within someone's life. Another question you need to ask yourself, how is it important to make a positive impact in someone else's life? What are you teaching the people around you, especially your friends and family? What type of impact are you making? So we're going to start off with the four ways to make a positive impact. The very first thing is volunteering. I can't say that enough. Think about the things that you can help volunteer for. It could be your time. It could be your items. Think about the things that you enjoy, or just think about people around you that you know that need some help. How can you volunteer and make an impact? There's so many companies, so many nonprofits that are within your community that are doing great work. How can you help? How can you volunteer? I also think about, you know, senior citizens' homes and shelters and dog shelters, women shelters, mentoring programs, you know, running errands for someone, walking someone else's dog. There are so many ways to volunteer and give your energy to help someone else. So volunteering is just very important. It can be small, it can be big. Just you giving effort towards helping someone can really change someone's life and make a positive impact. So the second is donate. You know, it could be donating cash, it could be donating used items that you have, it could be donating blood. There's so many ways to donate. Any belongings that you have that you're no longer using, shoes, clothes, socks, toiletries. Once again, you can donate your items to shelters, nonprofits, just different organizations that you know the things that you have could be of some use. There's just so many ways that you can donate. Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Once again, we'll be reading from the 365-day devotional. If you are a parent, are you teaching those values to your children? So they try to hide from my presence when they need a break from work. How this saddens me. As I spoke through my prophet Isaiah, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be saved, and quietness and trust shall be your strength. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. That was the reading of the word for today. I hope that inspires you. So today the subject is, are you making a positive impact? And we're going to talk about four ways to really make a positive impact. Once again, donating in any type of capacity can help someone else. There's so many things that you have that are still of value, so someone else can use it and be of use. This is a way that you can teach your children to how to give and how to help others and make a positive impact within your community. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the other two ways that you can make a positive impact in someone's life. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. And today we're having a discussion about positive impact. Are you making a positive impact in someone else's life? So we're talking about four ways that you can make a positive impact within someone's life. The first two that we discussed before the break was volunteering and donating. So the third is recycle. And I would say, first of all, it's just start with yourself individually, making sure that you are trying to protect our earth and that you're just being conscious about what you're using and what you're wasting and how can you be resourceful within recycling. So just being aware to reuse what you can and then just making sure the ways that we can save our planet through recycling. Also, this is another teachable moment for your children to know the things that you can reuse and know how to throw away the things that we have properly and know how to recycle. Once again, this is a teachable moment for your kids to learn how to recycle. Not only that, if they see someone else's trash that they're not being responsible for, that they can step up and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take care of this because I want to save and protect my planet. So once again, recycle. The fourth thing is just being creative in your own way on making an impact. This is your way to express the ideas that you have. What talents do you have that you can share with others and be a help of others? You know, think of ways of how you don't have to spend a lot of money to make an impact, on how you can make an impact. This is something that you can do with your friends and your family or just yourself. What other creative ways that you can give back and make an impact? Networking with other people to see if, you know, how can I make an impact? Get with your friends and family. Once again, you can make an impact if it's small or big. Make sure whatever you do that you're not stretching above and beyond the budget that you wanted to do by giving, if that is a choice that you make to make an impact. Make sure you're staying within your budget. Make sure that, and then just explaining what happens if you don't, on just different events or anything that's happening in your community. Once again, nothing is too small and nothing is too big. We all need help in making a positive impact as an individual, or what am I teaching my children? This is another way, once again, teachable moment to make a positive impact within someone else's life. Once again, those four ways are volunteering, donating, recycling, thinking of other creative ways on how to make an impact. Once again, if you are a parent, this is a way to teach your children how to make an impact. You can teach them about leadership and taking that step forward on helping someone else. If you're a coach out there, teach your athletes. You know, some of these kids are not taught at home on how to help others. This is a way to instill in your program how to become a leader and how to step up and how to help your community. And to everyone that's out there, you know, another really good way to make an impact is sharing with others about people that you know that are doing good work, small businesses that you know that are doing good work, nonprofits that are, you know, doing good work. You can share this on your social media, and that is making an impact. Letting others know about what's going on with people around you and businesses around you and how you can support them. It doesn't necessarily have to be financial. It could just be a 1-minute post, 30-second post saying, hey, this is what's happening in my community and I want to make an impact and I want people to know about what's going on. We all can do our share with helping others and making a positive impact within our communities. Don't hold back. You know, be compassionate and think about others. Thank you for listening today. I hope the four ways can help you think outside the box on what am I doing. Today's episode was just thinking about ways that you can make an impact. I hope today that you can have a conversation about this topic with your friends, with your family on today. Thank you so much for listening. You know, making an impact not only helps others, but it does help yourself as an individual. You just grow as a human being. And once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to make any donations to our organization, which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, you may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. If you're interested in purchasing any gymnastics accessories, you may go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org to get some unique gymnastics accessories. Once again, thank you so much for supporting us each and every week, for listening to this podcast. Once again, have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.